history made. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. For the first time, a black woman has been confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the proceedings.
There is, and certainly appears to be, a sufficient second. The clerk will call the roll.
Is most senators voted one by one from their desk on the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to serve as the 116th Supreme Court Justice.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Jackson is the first black woman nominated and confirmed to a Supreme Court seat, though she'll wait to officially become Justice Jackson until Justice Stephen Breyer resigns at the end of the current Supreme Court term this summer.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Congress has overwhelmingly voted to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and ban the importing of its oil.
No vile thug like Putin deserves to stand as an equal with the leaders of the free world. He is a menace and a pariah.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The move comes after President Biden called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal over the murders of what's believed to be Ukrainian civilians in the suburbs of Kyiv. The measures now head to President Biden's desk. Additionally, the UN has kicked Russia off its Human Rights Council. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the latest member of Congress to test positive for COVID.
There are worries about the speaker's contact with the president. Pelosi canceled a congressional delegation trip she was leading to Asia, including to Taiwan. This comes as a $10 billion COVID bill remains stalled in Congress.
Fox's Chad Pergram, who reports 125 members of Congress have tested positive for COVID this year. Wall Street, the Dow added 87, the NASDAQ plus 8, the S&P gained 19. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Job openings have been at record levels, and the latest numbers on the job market indicate layoffs are at record lows.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time dropped to the lowest level since 1968 last week. New claims declined by 5,000 to 166,000, considered the smallest number in 53 years. Economists were predicting 200,000 new claims. The government will change the way it estimates jobless claims next week. That includes old mythology from before the pandemic to recent adjustments to make the data more accurate. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Facebook's parent company details how it's been handling a number of security threats related to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Meta reveals it's removed scam networks and influence campaigns targeting Ukrainians, including disrupting Russian officials trying to promote propaganda about the war in Ukraine, and removing a Russian-based network trying to falsely report people in Ukraine and Russia for Facebook rule violations. Meta's president of global affairs, Nick Clegg, telling reporters, "We are constantly reviewing our policies based on the evolving situation on the ground, and we are actively now reviewing additional steps to address misinformation and hoaxes coming from Russian government pages." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A federal judge has tossed out a lawsuit in which the Girl Scouts claim the Boy Scouts are creating confusion and damaging the recruitment efforts through their use of words such as scouts and scouting. The Manhattan judge ruled the Boy Scouts can describe their activities as scouting without referring to gender, and the matter does not need to be put to a jury. The lawsuit was filed a year after the Boy Scouts announced in late 2017 that Boy Scouting and Cub Scouting would be open to girls. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.